Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificent Mikey. First thing first, I want to mention here today, I already talked about it over in Discord, but today is my birthday, so happy birthday to me. You know, I played a little bit today. I got a victory royale in the first match I played today that I played in the solo Explorer Cup that we got going on right now. So that was awesome that my first match of the day in the Explorer Cup was a victory royale. So that felt pretty good on my birthday. I didn't get to play beyond that because after I played, my family and friends came over to celebrate my birthday with me, of course. But I am confident that I for sure could have gotten the 20 points for the badge today in the amount of time I had. By the time I got off work and got home, there was about 2.5 hours left in the tournament window, and I for sure could have got that 20 points if I would have been able to keep playing. I got 8 points total because I got one victory royale and then a top 10 finish in another match. But yeah, for sure I would have got 20 points, so I feel confident about that. And then I feel even more confident because one of the gifts I got for my birthday was a new PS4 controller that I got from my wife and kids. I'm really excited about that because now I will have a controller that actually works and isn't all beat up. If any of you guys follow me over on Instagram, you've probably saw when we had the Winter Royale tournament going on. You know, I saw a lot of people complaining about, you know, not having the best conditions or the best equipment to play on because they weren't in their normal setting. Well, I, you know, for my normal setting, I put a picture on Instagram showing what I use, which is like a really old TV, you know, a regular PlayStation, and then these really old beat up controllers that I have that I've had for, you know, however many years I've had my PS4 now. I got it when the PS4 first came out, and I still have the same controllers. And, you know, they're really beat up. The thumbsticks are all beat up. The joysticks, like, stick and don't work. Like, you know, whenever I'm trying to run, my player will, like, not run, or, you know, my player will start drifting to a certain direction because the thumbstick is all messed up. Well, I don't have to worry about that anymore because my wife and kids got me a new controller, so I'm excited about that. So my gameplay should be even a little bit better now. Speaking of birthday gifts, I did get a few messages from a couple of you out there saying that you really wanted to get me a birthday gift or something. Well, no need to do that. I already, you know, I love the fact that you guys listen to the show and support the show. But what is going on right now that would be really cool if you really wanted to do something for me for my birthday is head over to Dr. Lupo's stream over on Twitch, Dr. Lupo. He's doing a charity stream right now for St. Jude Children's Hospital and Cancer Research. So I would definitely head over there and then donate to that because that is a good cause. He's doing the 24-hour stream. He's like 12 hours into it right now. When I last checked just a few minutes ago, I was watching him for a little bit. And so far today, he was already over $275,000 raised for the St. Jude's Children's Hospital. So I would go, if you really want to give me something, just go over there and donate to that because that's a really good cause. Let's see here, guys. Let's talk about the 14 days of Fortnite because we are on day 4 now for the 14 days of Fortnite. Today's challenge is to hit someone with a snowball in 4 different matches. You might be thinking, oh man, that's going to be really hard to do because, you know, you're already playing a game where people are trying to kill each other. Well, don't worry about it. Just start a match. And then when you get into that waiting lobby, you can throw a snowball at somebody in the waiting lobby, and that will count for hitting somebody with a snowball for one of your 4 different matches. And again, you just have to do 4 different matches and do that 4 different times. Just remember to do it before the match starts because there was a few matches that I forgot that, oh, hey, I need to throw a snowball at somebody to hit somebody so I can get the credit for that. So remember to do that, and that's the easiest way to get this challenge done. And once you get that done, you are going to unlock a snowman emoticon, so little sticker that you throw out when you use that. Pretty neat. Let's see here. We also have the slide solo LTM going on right now in for one of the you know, whatchamacallits, the LTMs for the 14 days of Fortnite right now. So this one says, ice blocks on everyone's feet, infinite ammo grapplers in everyone's inventory, a recipe for a slippery good time. And that it is, I will say that. So get in there and try that out. The big team one is still Team Terror. So again, if you liked the cube monsters, definitely get back in there and play that mode. I will say I played Bare Bones yesterday. That mode was insane. Again, so you didn't have the team indication on the screen. You didn't have the map on the screen. You couldn't see so that means you couldn't see the storm. You didn't know which way the storm was moving. So you really had to have good communication when you were playing this mode, because you know you don't want to be wasting your shots trying to shoot somebody and it turns out they're on your team. Again, there's no friendly fire, so you don't have to worry about that, but then you're just wasting ammo and giving away your position. So it was really, really hard to figure out how to communicate, especially the couple matches I played. I just played with randoms, and especially the couple of times when I got in a team where nobody had a mic, or not that nobody had a mic. I got in one game where it was just me and one other guy out of the four that had a mic, and it was really tough to play like that. Especially in this game mode, because you really communication is key in that game mode. Okay, guys, let's do a week 3 challenge here. One of the challenges, you need to land at different places in certain stages. So if stage 1 is to land at Lonely Lodge, then Pleasant Park for stage 2, stage 3 is Lucky Landing, stage 4 is Lazy Links, and stage 5 is Tilted Towers. Now, I tested this out. So to get this challenge done, it does seem like you need to do this at the beginning of the match. So when you jump out of the battle bus, you're going to have to go land at the spot you need to land. So you'll have to do this in 5 different matches because you need to go land on 5 different spots. Now, I tested this out. I don't. Maybe it just didn't work for me, but in my experience, so I tried, because it just says land at those places, so I thought if you could, you know, we don't have glider redeploy anymore. When we had glider redeploy, I got some of these challenges done that were land in different stages. I was able to get them done by just jumping off mountains and then landing there. Well, in this one, you have to do it in different matches, it seems like, because I tried landing at one spot, then jumping in a plane, and then jumping out of that to hit the glider redeploy, and then go land in the next spot, and that did not give me credit for a challenge. So it does seem like you have to do it at the beginning of the match. So just a heads up for you guys if you didn't know that, or if you haven't tried it out, or if you were thinking about trying it out. I mean, let me know if it works for you. It didn't work for me, so I would just land there at whatever is the next stage at the very beginning of your match. Let's see here. Let's talk about what's in the item shop today. We got some cool items over in the item shop, you guys. We still have the Merry Marauder outfit. That is the gingerbread guy, and of course he does come with all the different styles, as well as the ginger gunner, again, all with the 4 different styles. We also are going to have the cookie cutter harvesting tool. You get the ginger sled glider. You know, I like this glider a lot as well, actually. I didn't mention that before, but yeah, I'm a big fan of this glider. Now we got some other items here for the Christmas time. We have the Grimble's outfit. This garden gnome is at home on the roam in a snowy biome. Alrighty. So he's got a couple different looks too, actually. So he has his normal default look, but then he's got a creepy eyes second look. You know, his eyes turn all like red and monsterish looking, like he's possessed or something. So you get that if you get that. And then I really like his back bling, well, the luminous lamp, and it is a reactive back bling as well. So as you get kills with it, it will light up. So that is pretty neat. And then here we go over in the daily items. You get the Rock Out emote. You get the Libre glider. You get the Scorpion outfit, which you guys know is one of my most favorites. You get the Survival Specialist outfit, which is another one. I am a big, 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 big fan of this one as well. You get the Roar emote and the Icebreaker harvesting tool. And that is the item shop for today, you guys. You know, speaking of my birthday, again, if you want to give me a birthday gift, if you're already using my creator code, MikeDaddy, MMMIKEDADDY, continue to use that. I really appreciate it. If you're not using that creator code, go ahead and start using it on my birthday. That would be really, I would be really grateful for that and appreciate it. I got to give out a shout out to and thank you to Emperor God for going ahead and supporting me and sending me that picture over there in Discord. Thank you so much, Emperor God. Really appreciate it. He's a guy that I've also played a ton with in the past. Really fun guy to play with. Really cool. Let's see here. Let's do a tip of the day. And my tip of the day is communication is key. Again, we talked about this when we talked about the Bare Bones LTM that they did. That was really important to be, to be on top of your communication because... you didn't have all the displays, the heads up display to give you the information. You really had to communicate with your teammates. And that just kind of like made me, remind me like people should be using this level of communication at all times during the game, even when you have the heads up display. You should really be communicating with your teammates. That way they know what's going on, what direction they're being attacked from. And this is something that we've covered before, but this is just something I wanted to reiterate with the Bare Bones LTM that we had yesterday. It's not there anymore, but it just really reminded me on how much communication is key when you are playing any of the team modes. Let's see here. That's gonna be the episode, guys. Again, just head over to the daily Discord, daily Fortnite Discord, and join that. Follow me over on Twitch and YouTube, Mike Daddy, on both of those places, MMMIKEDADDY. Head over to Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star rating and a written review so you can get a shout out here on the show. Make sure that you go ahead and subscribe to the show while you're there. I would be really appreciative of that. That's actually another thing you guys can do if you haven't left me a 5-star rating or a written review yet. Do both of those things. That would be another great birthday gift for me. And because that just helps spread the word of the podcast. So it will help the podcast and the community grow. And then, the other gift you can give for me, just go ahead and tell your friends and family about Daily Fortnite so that they can start listening as well. And those would be really great ways to support the show. And then again, lost track. I don't remember if I mentioned it, but leave that 5-star rating and written review so you can get a shout out on this show. Let's see here. Yeah, we actually have a couple of reviews here to go through, it looks like. So let's get into these. So we have one from this one. First one is from Mr. Metrexy. And it is titled Fortnite, 5-star rating, of course. And it reads, it is amazing, very good. Thank you, Mr. Metrexy, so much. Man, we got a few that just popped up here on my feed now, which is great to see all these on my birthday. So let's go ahead and read them. Let's keep going here. This next one comes from Bo Breeden. Bo has also recently supported me in the item shop and joined the daily Fortnite Discord. I know, so thank you so much. Let's see here. And it reads, Daily Fortnite player, this is made for you. As a player who has lots of room for improvement, it is interested in changes made with each patch, enjoys both the Battle Royale and Save the World modes, and enjoys having something to listen to while doing other work, this podcast is great. Mike Daddy reviews the patch notes, discuss player feedback and talk, drops a few gameplay tips that will help you develop and hone your skills, and keeps you updated on upcoming changes. Each episode runs a little under 20 minutes and always has at least one or two things that made me glad I subscribed to the podcast. I enthusiastically recommend this podcast. Thank you so much, Bo Breeden. That was a awesome review. That's the kind of review I like to see. That should be like, you know, on a poster somewhere or something, or like some kind of, you know, you could read that right out of a paper or something. Thank you so much for that review. This next one is from Jojo Colt. Let's see here. And the title is Flamer 5 Stars, and it reads, Fortnite should add a flamethrower. You know what, Jojo? I will agree with you. That would be really cool to see. I would love to see a flamethrower in Fortnite. And I'm thinking, you know, obviously it would do fire damage, so I'm thinking not only would it do a direct damage to the player, but it would also have, like, a lasting effect. So almost kind of like the stink bombs, you know, like, as long as you are in the vicinity of the fire, you are going to be taking damage over time as well as, like, you know, direct damage. Like, if you shot somebody directly with the fire, then it would do, like, a boost or something, like a damage boost. Let's see here. The next one is from Lord Potato 123. Great podcast, 5-star rating. Listen to you all the time. Love the show. Thank you so much. Appreciate that, Lord Potato. And we got another one here from Last Nameless that reads, best Fortnite podcast ever, 5 stars. Hey, I'm from Puerto Rico, and I listen to you every morning on the way to my job. Keep doing what you're doing because it's awesome. All right, awesome, man. That's awesome. I think you're the first one that has told me that you're from Puerto Rico, so that is an awesome place. Again, it's really awesome that you guys listen from all over the world. Let's see here. Let's get to another one. Infinity Blade Boyo, great show. 5 stars. Awesome podcast. Keep up the good work. I will do my best. Thank you so much, you guys. Alrighty. That was a lot of reviews to get to. I really appreciate them all. Again, I'm glad I got those all in my feed here on my birthday. I really appreciate it, guys. Let's see here. That is going to be the end of the episode now. So please, until next time, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.